Welcome back, and thank you for listening. Donna and Steve at your service at My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Don't forget, coming up at 11:30, it's Confessions. This is going to be fun and very broad.
Yes. What makes you weird?
The end.
Could be anything. Some people will give us physical things. Some people give us emotional things. Some people will tell us about talents.
Yes. Like, Rocco, what makes you weird? Your shirts?
Yeah.
Your mullet?
All of the above. I feel like I've been weird since birth.
It's good. Stay weird, man.
But yeah, I think I found my people here. I found my place. Thank you.
Who?
Us? Yeah, hanging with you two every day.
This was kind of company mandated.
Yeah.
Donna like and I have had zero say in who any of our... Does that happen on some shows? Do they say to the host of a show, hey, we're thinking about having a producer. Who do you think it should be? Do sometimes hosts get say?
I don't even get to say who's my co-host. No say. They're like, this is the guy you're going to be stuck with.
He's going to be a giant pain in your A double snakes.
Yep. Whoa. And they were like, what? He's a big star.
Remember when it all started as Steve O'Clock?
Yes, I do.
That was fun.
Are we talking about my beard or not?
I sure.
Say it!
It looks good.
Rocco.
I'm rocking the stubble, too. We're both stubbling.
I know, but you're a beard guy.
It's true. It's nothing new for me.
I sneaked on to Twin Cities Live with this yesterday. I have 12 shows left. So I thought, look, I just worked construction. We actually finished in first place, even though they gave it to Cobra. Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We totally did.
I don't know. But I saw the times. I don't think we did, right?
No, that was garbage. It was fake news by Randy from Extreme Sandbox.
Yeah, that was our time practice trials. Time.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't count. Was that true?
Yeah, don't even get me started. I get so mad.
Oh, Donna, she punched a locker earlier with Colleen's face on it. Anyway, I have 12 shows left. So I was working construction and I thought, you know, and I was like, God, do I want to trim this? So then I shaved around, right? I shaved on my neck and I shaved a little bit above.
Yeah, to clean it up.
Then it'll look clean. What do you think I could do? So then my plan was very, very simply, if I come across my boss, Mandy, I will trim my hair, my facial hair before the show. If I don't, I'll sneak it on. And then because they've never allowed me to grow facial hair. Oh, that's what they all say.
Right? You're already gonzers.
And so it was one day only. And I said, watch, at the top of the show, I said, I'm going to get a text message from my boss within moments. We go to commercial. I get a text message from my boss, which said, beard? Question mark. And I was given a... access to do it for one day and one day only.
Listen, the question is, so you have to shave today?
I'm going to have to trim this. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, trim is no problem.
I got to trim it down.
Listen.
What?
You'll be happy to know that we encourage you to look like a dirtbag working in radio. So welcome to the other side.
I think the stubble's working. I mean, the people down there don't like the stub.
The stub looks good.
The TV side does not like the stub. They say you cannot be Stubby Patterson.
Could you have gone? I think Jason did this on his TV show. Could you have gone away for a month and came back with a full beard? Then they'd be like, "That's cool."
I talked with Jason about this. We were talking a little TV shop the other day at Project Down and Dirty, and I said, "You're wearing the one thing that they won't allow me to wear."
Yeah.
And he said, "What, a suit?" Because he wears a suit on his show. Right. I said, "No, not a suit. A beard. I just would love to, just for a month, to grow out a full beard." But come November 25th. All bets are off.
Hmm. All right.
So I'm just telling you.
Just please don't dye it.
I will dye it.
And I don't know why they, you know, we've come so far as accepting people as normal bodies and, you know what I mean, aging and all that. Sure. Why can't we get over the beard? Wolf Blitzer's been doing it since I was a kid. I remember that guy being on TV.
Blitz has been bearding for a long time.
He's a beard. Yeah.
By the way, you can still put a bid in.
Go check that out. Is that eBay?
eBay. Wolf Blitzer's custom made suit worn by Wolf Blitzer. This to raise money for our veterans.
He is 5'10". I looked it up yesterday.
So I can't believe it. Mind. Rocco, you could get that taken in, though. They could take you go to a good seamstress or a tailor. Yeah. You'll be fine. I want Rocco in Blitzer's suit, so help me God.
I'm Googling it. I'm eBaying it right now. Oh, there it is. $255. We still have 5 days left.
You know,
I gotta tell you, I'm kind of an eBay guy. You guys eBay people?
Never.
Not anymore.
No. I wait until the last minute to bid, because why raise that, you know, price up?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over at Twin Cities Live, the guest hosts that they've had, Donna, come in with beards.
Long hair.
Ponytails.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all sorts. But, then, you know, I'm going to play it by the rules for the last 12 days.
Okay. Sounds good, Steve. Alanis Morissette, her life is going to be the foundation for an ABC comedy. Oh, well, should I make this
really
official?
Interested in her life.
I know.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
You're right, because there's a documentary coming out that's going to be premiering as part of the Sound Unseen movie festival.
And there's already a Broadway production, Jagged Little Pill.
That's right. So now,
what is with the fascination of her life?
Exactly. I don't know. She was so huge for such a short period of time.
Yeah, she's not considered a one-hit wonder.
No,
she's had some
really
maybe
good songs.
Maybe a one-album wonder.
Yes.
But she's had a couple, you know, a couple songs. Thank you, India. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
She's had hits since Jagged Little
Pill. She had Ironic. Then she had...
Hand in
You Ought to Know.
Pocket. Yes. The other one's given a peace sign.
And head,
my favorite, Head Over Feet. That's my jam.
How's that go?
You gotta go back and listen to
you
it.
You already won me over.
Yes, it's great.
In spite of me, and don't be so alarmed if I fall, head over feet.
Yeah, that's a great album. Anyway, it's backed by Disney, and so they have a script deal for the show called Relatable. It's a single-camera comedy inspired by the family life of the singer-songwriter. So it's going to follow a 40-something woman married with three kids who spent her young adult life as an international rock star, famous for her self-penned anthems of female rage and teen angst. Now, the voice of her generation, she can't quite get the next generation living in her house to listen to her. So, sounds cute.
What's right? this
Who's her agent? Who's her publicist?
I don't know.
I mean, this is amazing that her life is getting spun into all of this. She's got
great.
A good publicist, good manager. Something's happening positively in her corner.
And I think she was in, wasn't she a Disney star or something?
No, she was on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. So she was a you know, a teen or a young actress doing kind of that young person.
I have some music news.
Oh.
I'm looking at this auction, you know, for the troops or whatever.
Yeah.
The third highest item is a half-hour Zoom call with Weird Al Yankovic, currently going for $5,100.
Oh my gosh.
Should we do it?
Totally. The number one item, the highest price, is George Clooney's Snoopy watch.
Snoopy watch.
$20,500.
Listen,
back to you, Donna.
Let's get it. Go. We want an update on the Blitzer suit when we come back. Don't forget to check out our listener rewards for the month of November. We don't have the Clooney Snoopy watch. We don't have Wolf Blitzer's worn suit. However, you could win gift cards to REI or Aveda, restaurant gift cards for Midtown Global Market or Baltimore, movie passes, and a whole lot more. A lot of fun waiting for you, rewarding you for doing what you already love to do, which is listening to My Talk on the app. See it all up for grabs in listener rewards on the app. Or if you're an old time McGee, we don't judge you. You can go to mytalk1071.com.
All right, when we come back, you want to talk a little holiday meals?
I would like to talk about Thanksgiving, and okay. I would like to see if anyone is willing to think outside of the bun.
Okay.
We'll get into a Thanksgiving dinner discussion when we come back on Donna and Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Because a disaster, that is Donna and Steve.
What? Donna's running some accounting right now, and so she's got a lot of papers. She has papers spread out fully in front of her.
Yep.
And right as we were coming back, she's about to crack the mic, and then something falls down, papers fly, and then she just, of course,
hit myself in the head.
Good morning. Hi, welcome back.
Oh, man. What a journey.
We do it every day.
We do.
Let's talk a little Thanksgiving. You remember a couple years ago, Rocco, you weren't here when this happened, but my wife bit into a turkey and there was a tooth in it. A human tooth, Rocco. Are you understanding me?
Yeah, that's odd.
A human, that's odd, he says nonchalantly. Donna maintains we still should have done some sort of a class action lawsuit, and you'd see me in like a long feather, turkey feather train on my shacket. I would have stopped working here years ago.
Yep.
And it was a big name brand, very big, and we let it slide. But we had dentists look at the thing that my wife bit into, and they said that is a tooth. That is a human tooth in our turkey. Anyway, we moved away from turkey.
Yeah, I was going to say, has she had it since?
She has had it since, but that was just another time for us to discuss, like, what do we want to do? What do we want to eat for Thanksgiving? Not what do they tell you to eat. What should we really eat? I just posted an old blooper from Twin Cities Live. And if you'd like, I could play it now. This is when I was talking about our plan to switch up our cuisine for Thanksgiving dinner. And I didn't realize, as I often don't, how stupid I sounded. Fortunately, Elizabeth was listening and she caught it. You can turn my mic up a little, Rocco. Here we go.
We're thinking of doing steak this year at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
We sat around last year as we ate turkey. And listen, if you've ever had turkey, like a full turkey at Thanksgiving.
If you've ever had
one. Let me explain what a turkey is.
This show is broadcast in the United States.
Okay. So
I can pretty much guarantee you 99.9% of the people watching this show have had a turkey, a whole turkey at Thanksgiving. Can't believe it.
So, yeah, I made a little mistake there.
That's funny.
So we decided to move away from turkey, and then we did a year with steak. My sister still made some kind of a turkey breast situation, but it's got us thinking a little bit outside of the box when it comes to Thanksgiving. Last year, you might remember, Rocco, I wet brined. I brined the turkey, and then I think I spatchcocked that SOB, which is when you split it. No, you don't have to hit the dump button. No, you can say spatchcock.
Okay,
good. This is when you break its spine. Imagine you're cracking the back of the bird, but you fully go through. Now the bird splits in half. So now it's laid out, split in half, as opposed to being in its normal shape. It allows it to cook more evenly. It allows it to cook more quickly.
Okay.
Decrease it. Like on a grill or a smoker?
Yeah, you could then smoke it, which is what we did.
Okay.
Point is, we brined two turkeys last year. I did them at different points, and not worth it. Not that it wasn't good. I would just say not worth it. It's just turkey is only, where we left it last year was turkey is only ever so great. You can only get it. There's a threshold, I think, for great.
And
this was long time brining, a couple different brines that were great, like Food Network brines. They were really yummy and the flavor was good, but it's just like, I don't know if this whole process was worth it. Here's what I'm thinking about this year, and I'm looking for your opinions. I would like to, in lieu of turkey, do a pork butt smoked and come up with a mac and cheese recipe also on the smoker.
Love it. Do some Brussels sprouts too. They go so well with pork.
Okay, my sister makes a nice Brussels sprout.
So there you go.
Okay. And by the way, other people will still bring, usually we have ham represented. We have a real feast, but I thought if I come with some pork butt on the smoker, up early on Thanksgiving before the parade even starts, the smoke is there, coffee in hand, sitting outside in a little lawn chair, just watching the smoker. DJ Rock Lobster, you don't strike me as a traditionalist. How do you think that sounds?
I think I like thinking outside the box. I've done a couple of years where we did wacky things. We did like turkey pizza, like Thanksgiving pizza one year. We did like Middle Eastern spiced turkey one year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that you like to smoke things. I want to be part of your Thanksgiving. What time should I show up?
You know what? It's a little crowded this year. We're actually going to have a crowded Thanksgiving last year. We had a very subdued Thanksgiving last year with just my sister's family, and we had to like excommunicate one of the families. And now they'll come back this year. And then I've got, Donna, thanks for asking. I have a lot of family coming in town for the first time ever for Thanksgiving. My parents are going to be here. My brother Scooty. By the way, if our kids are listening, it's a surprise. But other family is coming in as well. Okay. And then we got friends coming. So we're going to have a big full table. And so now I'm starting to get excited thinking about the feast. What are your Thanksgiving plans?
Oh my gosh, thank you for asking. I am going to stay in town.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a friend over.
Okay.
And I think we're going to order from Lunds and Byerly's.
Oh, great.
To just take the day off.
Yes.
And chill out.
Yes.
You know, she's had some death in her family and just wants to lay low. So it's just going to be two girlfriends hanging out,
oh, that's
eating
fun.
Stuffing in front of the TV, watching a movie, nice. Maybe check out the Sopranos prequel, and call it a day. Thanks.
Oh, you know, that's we got takeout last year from the Lexington, and you know, there is something to be said for not spending the whole day freaking out about stuff and just relaxing. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. That's where we're at.
King.
Yes.
You are preaching the words that we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw an article this morning talking about just serving turkey legs. At Thanksgiving, ditch the rest of the bird, just go for the legs. But how do
that's
you get the
cute.
Legs?
You go to the Renaissance Festival and go, I need like 15 to 20 legs, please.
I think that the Ren Fest, it goes on for a long time, but I think it finally wrapped up.
Oh, okay.
651-641-1071, that's the number to call. We're going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. It's me versus Donna in a game, and you, yes, you, really you, can play along. So call us now, 651-641-1071. It's the Donna and Steve Experience.
Hey. Welcome back, Donna and Steve, with DJ Rock Lobster.
Is that time? Pump, 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 pump,
pump, pump. And a little game we need to play.
Time to go to college. College.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
And also, somebody who wants to know how smart you are is Rockin' Robin.
Robin!
Hi. Girl. I think I hit the right button. Yeah, are we there?
Robin? Hey, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Oh, no. It looks like you've got them all clomp clomp.
There we go.
Hey, Robin. Robin.
Hi there. I was like, oh, I lost you guys.
Oh, my gosh. There you are.
Hi.
Hey, gosh. Girl.
What's going on?
We thought we lost you for a second. Yeah. Hey, welcome in. How are you? What's happening next in your day, Rockin' Robin?
I'm just working away over here.
What does that mean? That's very broad. It sounds like you're hiding something from the authorities. What are you working on?
No, I work for Target, and I'm working as I'm talking to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Fabulous.
Well, this
you
is
can't
wonderful.
Target know I'm calling.
No.
It's a different Robin. You don't know her.
Yeah, she works at Walmart. It's not Target. By the way, yeah, you're entering into a very busy season. How does it feel like? Do you feel like activity is picking up in store? Is the holiday rush beginning, or is it still kind of calm with a lot of people shopping online?
No, I think online is still like the number one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Our .com is very busy.
Yes.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We like .com-ing. That's very fun. Already with that, the topic today is Rodney Dangerfield one-liners. I forget. What's the topic, Rocco?
The topic, did you know it's National Louisiana Day?
Oh. No.
Let me see. I'm just going to play this song. It's called Jambalaya by a Cajun Zydeco band.
It's a great Hank Williams song.
So there you go. We just celebrated National Louisiana Day. I'm going to quiz you on famous people from the state of Louisiana.
Okay. I feel pretty good about this, Robin. Donna, do you know your Louisiana celebrities?
I don't think so.
Who would you like to go with, Donna or Steve?
Oh, my God. Okay, Donna, fine. I'll go with Steve.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Take a walk, Donna. Get your steps in.
Oh, I like that.
It's a climb and a climb. A scramble.
Oh, my God. You guys are making me hungry, though.
Oh yeah.
Let's get some jambalaya for lunch, Steve.
Yeah. I remember at the Cheesecake Factory, I think it was page 76 of their menu, that they have bang bang chicken and shrimp, which it was kind of like a jambalaya situation, but it was like a kitchen sink kind of a recipe.
Yeah, I've made some jambalaya in the crock pot and the Instant Pot. You throw some andouille sausage in there, some shrimp.
There's a great song from Princess and the Frog, by the way, called Going Down the Bayou.
Okay.
Really good. I'm just saying.
Maybe I'll have to play
it. Maybe you'll play it afterward for the winner.
I will. Well, let's start with this. Her big break came in a movie set in Louisiana, 1991's The Man in the Moon. But most recently, she starred in and executive produced Little Fires Everywhere. Name that Louisianan.
Reese Witherspoon.
A selfie she orchestrated when she hosted the 2014 Oscars.
Ellen.
Is the second most retweeted tweet ever.
Ellen DeGeneres.
He's the best supporting actor winner from 2013, who is also in the band 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, what's his face? Nice eyes. Jared Leto. Also from Louisiana, maybe in a tiebreaker, Harry Connick Jr.
Correct, yes. There's a few musicians from Louisiana. Well,
I feel really good about these answers. Rockin' Robin, I don't think there's going to be much for you to change. Do you feel on board with my answers?
I feel very on board with your answers.
All right, with that, we'll go drag Donna Valentine in. She's making her way back in. Hey, Donna.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Very difficult today. You've got a good chance.
Okay. All right.
Here is, I was looking for the Princess and the Frog.
I got this. I'll put it in for you.
I'm not seeing one about the bio. There's one about the bio. Is it called Down in New Orleans?
I got it in there for you.
Oh, I see.
Gonna take
well, let's do that. Oh, anyways, Don, I'm going to quiz you on some famous people. From
the bayou,
the state of Louisiana.
Okay.
Sometimes they're from New Orleans, some other times not.
Okay.
Starting with this person, her big break came in a movie set in Louisiana, 1991's The Man in the Moon. But most recently, she starred in and executive produced Little Fires Everywhere. Name that Louisianan.
Ooh, Reese Witherspoon, who I think is from Tennessee, but okay.
Okay. A selfie she orchestrated when she hosted the 2014 Oscars.
Ellen.
Is the second
Ellen DeGeneres.
Best Supporting Actor winner from 2013, who is also in the band 30 Seconds to Mars.
That is, really? Mm-hmm. Jared Leto.
You guys know you're Louisianans.
Yeah, woo!
I'm going to double check Reese Witherspoon. I double checked her last night.
She's from Tennessee.
She's from New Orleans, okay. Louisiana.
Hi.
I mean, maybe she moved. Oh, raised in Nashville, born in New Orleans. Donna wins.
No, Donna knows. Let's go to a tiebreaker, right, man. I'm jacked about this.
Here's the tiebreaker I picked. Let's see. I'm going to look up when this person was born in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tim McGraw.
He was born in 1935. He's still alive. He's 86.
Robert Duvall.
And he was born in Faraday, Louisiana. And it goes like, and Robin, you can chime in if you know who this Louisianan is too. It goes like this.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Donna wins.
Way to go, Donna.
Thanks, man. Sorry, I whooped your butt.
Donna.
Oh my God! And normally I go with you.
I know you should have gone with me. Jeez. Why do you listen to me?
Whatever. You didn't sound very positive in the beginning.
She has confidence in almost no area of her life, though. So her confidence is never a good gauge as to her skills.
Yeah. I'm very talented.
Oh.
I just don't know it.
Oh, I like it. A memoir title. I just never knew it.
Other Louisianans that didn't make the quiz today. Louis Armstrong.
Oh, of course.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, really?
And like Steve said, Harry Connick Jr.
Clomp Clomp.
HCJ. Here's a little going down the bayou. It's called Take You There.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I think is what it's called. Gonna Take You There. Great song from Princess and the Frog, a Disney classic, Donna, frankly.
Great.
And it just feels very Louisiana-ish.
Oops, I gotta turn up Jerry.
Man, yeah, get Jerry out of here.
Great pianist.
Okay, I gotta hit the dump button again.
No, pianist. Right, we're safe. Let's get to date. We were on a Disney cruise, first night, eating in this Princess and the Frog themed restaurant, and then they played this song, and the gator came out. We're all dancing around. Here we go. Turn it up.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Enough good times. Bye, Robin. Good luck.
We love you.
.com.
Clomp, clomp. And we love Target.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Such a clomp, a clomp, and a clomp, clomp. Never stop pumping.
Okay, I have a couple of tips. I was watching Inside Edition yesterday, and
Deborah Norville.
Yeah, and I never do. I don't know why I was. I just decided to be lazy yesterday afternoon, and I clomped on the couch.
She's really into crochet, Deborah Norville.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you know that?
I just hung out with her once, and we were talking about crocheting.
Oh, really?
But it's cool that you like watched her on TV.
Okay, whatever.
Pretty distant, but yeah, no, it's fine.
All right, here I go. So there was a woman who was asking for help because she was abducted.
Yeah, tell me about this.
So somebody was driving on the highway, and this woman gestured to her with an open palm, then thumb in, then four fingers down to close the fist, which means I'm in distress. There was also a woman who was talking, you know, it was when everybody was kind of hunkered down because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, in some instances, there were women in domestic, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Abusive relationships. Yeah. And so on a Zoom call, they also did it. And it was so palm out as if you're saying hi or stop. Then thumb in.
Thumb curled in.
Then
wrap your fingers around your thumb.
And you could do it all in one gesture just like that. And it's I guess it was on TikTok.
Wow.
And so it's this now sign for distress, like I need help, call 911. And a woman got out of, it was a young girl, I believe, who was in a car with like a 61-year-old man who, I guess, abducted her. And so the police got the license plate, pulled him over, and you got it.
That was one of the, remember, that was one of the unforeseen, unintended consequences of lockdown last year.
Yeah.
Was also with school children. Very often it's the school teachers or nurses or a doctor's visit where they would notice something.
Right.
And be able to help the children out if they were not in a safe situation.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. It's good to remember that. I don't know if you could see it. Wait, I'm doing it on. Okay.
Okay, now you're doing it like Lori and Julia thinking we're on a live stream.
I know. No but one's just watching in case. This right now. Well, maybe we'll post this on YouTube.
I doubt it. There's Jerry Lee Lewis and Disney music.
Oh, good point.
Right? Yeah.
Bye all right, now. Guys. All right. Bye bye then.
No, Donna, wait. All don't right, go. Wait,
there's more. Do we even have time? We don't.
We don't. We'll have to save it. We'll save it. Maybe we'll squeeze it in next break. Maybe not. We're not even going to tell you what it is because we don't want you to be disappointed.
Oh, how about top five signs you're out of shape?
Mm. Why don't we do that? Let's do it when we come back.
Listen to this. You make six figures a year being the before model in fitness.
We'll get the more fitness comedy. Plus, we just started talking about Yellowstone. Now there's a trailer about a prequel to Yellowstone. Maybe it's too late for me to get into Yellowstone.
No, it's not.
All right, we'll all listen to a little bit of that. When we come back, it's the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk.
We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We are joined by DJ Robert.
Hey, let's start with Yellowstone.
Okay.
We're both watching Yellowstone right now. Donna and I get it. We're late to the party. A lot of you out there already watched the show and love it. Kevin Costner in a modern-day Western set in Montana. Boy, I really thought I wanted to go to Montana. But now that I see it's just one big crime fight.
Same thing.
I'm like,
on my bucket list, I got close by getting to South Dakota.
Yeah.
And Wyoming. But I was just like, it's right there.
You dodged a bullet, my friend.
Literally.
Hey!
There's a lot of stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
There's a headline on AV Club today says, Yellowstone is still the most popular show you've never seen or heard of. Because I think AV Club's kind of aimed at, like, you know, hipster young people.
Sure.
But it said that the debut on Paramount Plus the other night brought in 8 million viewers. That's the most watched cable telecast since a Walking Dead episode from 2018.
Okay, we should stick with this, Steve. Let's just stick with it. Get through the first season. For me, there's a lot going on, and I don't remember names or who's brother that got shot or why this person is distraught because I don't know the relationship. There's just a lot.
Well, Lou at one point said in the first episode, who's this guy? Why is he doing that? To which I said, you know, I'm working with the same info you are. What if we gave this time? I bet context is going to come and envelop this whole situation. Other times, she's three steps ahead of me. She predicted three things that were going to happen in Squid Game that I didn't see coming at all. I don't understand her brain with TV.
I think it all has to do with how we process information. Mm-hmm. Like some people are more literal. Some people are linear. Some people are more like black and white.
Okay.
Some are more, you know, open.
Yeah.
It's just, it's good to know that both of you can work together to solve the these questions.
I just wonder if we could solve them silently. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. All right. So there is a trailer this is a prequel to Yellowstone. It's called 1883. I noticed Sam Elliott is in this.
Oh, the great one, Sam Elliott.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are in this.
Oh.
And the director, whose name is escaping me right now, but I know that this director likes to deal with like realism. So instead of being on a set, they actually were in Montana and it was hot and they're in these heavy corsets and like the ladies in these outfits that are just heavy and they were hot and Faith Hill had to pee outdoors because they wanted it to be authentic. Mm. So here is that trailer.
I heard a thousand stories, but none could describe this place. The road west is filled with failures. It was a dream. And the dream is coming true. We are in the land of no mercy now.
I love a good Western.
Me too.
You James Dutton?
1883, new series streaming December 19th on Paramount Plus.
So this is the origin story of Kevin Costner's family.
Right. So probably his grandfather or great-grandfather right. And how they came into all this land.
Now, we don't hear from Faith Hill.
Not very much anymore. She's really disappeared.
Well, no, I actually mean literally in this. We don't really hear from Faith Hill or Tim McGraw. They're both in the movie. You see them, and
I
it looks
that was
really
her
good.
Narrating.
Oh, really?
It sounds like her.
Oh my gosh, I must have blacked out that was her voice. They also have a wonderful young actress called Isabella McKay, I think is her name. If anyone out there have watched the show Alexa and Katie on Netflix. Isabel May, she is very funny in that show, Alexa and Katie, about two friends, one who has a cancer diagnosis, high school sitcom. Kelly Kapowski is in it, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. It's a good show, very funny.
May have been her narrating then. Mm-hmm. Sounded very much like Faith.
Yeah, I really like the look of that. This is not modern Montana. This is, in the title, 1883.
Yes.
And it looks cool,
ooh,
man.
Billy Bob Thornton is going to be in this.
Oh, Bad Santa. You love him.
Let's see. Then we've got Sam Elliott's going to play Shay Brennan, a handsome beast. Cowboy with immense sadness in his past. Then we've got...
She started reading it not knowing where it was going. A handsome cowboy with immense tragedy.
Country artists, again, Tim and Faith, who happen to be married in real life. They will portray James and Margaret Dutton, the patriarch and matriarch of the Dutton family. So they're the main characters. That'll be interesting. All right. I am down. December 19th, Paramount.
Thank you for having us.
So let's say somebody needs to jump into Yellowstone. Where are we at?
Season 4 just started, I think, this past week. Season 4 just dropped.
So
you're behind.
Yeah, we're all behind. I'm on episode 6, season 1.
Oh, you got to slow down. I'm on episode half, season 1.
Yeah, Steve, we got to ramp up a little bit.
I don't like the pressure of watching shows.
2 a week. Try to squeeze in
2
a week.
Yeah, and these are just 9, 10 episode seasons. It's not like, you know, a 23 episode.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got to get through the first episode, which is a feature film length. It's like an hour and 34 minutes.
Yeah. You know that? I always wanted to get into... like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
and then
me too.
I found out it was like episode 1 is like 2 hours long. And I'm like, nope. Isn't that dumb?
It's just that episode, though. They sort of start it with like a feature film and then it goes episodic after that. But I know what you mean. I don't even know if I ever made it through that pilot episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Hmm.
I don't know. Donna, why won't you work out? You were just talking about it before.
I'm going to. What are you? Why are you asking me?
No,
that?
It's not. No one put me up to this. But you, right before the break, you said, "Here's the reasons that we're not getting fit," or what was the what you tease us with?
Oh, yes.
And I'm pushing you because each time day, every day during the commercial break, at some point you're like, "I got to start working out again." So now I'm trying to shove you back in there. It feels so good.
All right, the five signs you're out of shape. Okay. Listen, I don't need any signs. I know I'm out of shape, but hey, I just did 4.5 miles. Not
in the car.
It's a joke. I did a walk the other day around
That's
the
great.
Lake, so I know I can do it.
Yes.
I just have to pull back. I need to go to 3 for a while.
I want to get you back in the gym.
Yeah.
Well, but okay. Then we can talk about stuff.
You pulled a muscle, pumping gas.
Rocco, do we have a rim shot available, please?
Oh, I do. It goes like...
The only reason you have 6-pack abs is because your stomach folds are deep enough to hold 6 cans of beer. You traded in your stationary bike for a stationary chair.
I love that rib shot.
When you walk into your gym, they change the name to 24 Second Fitness. Peloton is buried beneath so many clothes that it looks like a preschool's lost and found. The only yoga position you can hold is the lying downward dog.
Oh, boy.
You have the build of an astronaut, and that astronaut is William Shatner.
Oh, whoa. Hey, wow, we're body shaming Shatner now?
You just got the 10,000 steps alert on your Fitbit.
For the month.
3 years after you bought it.
Okay.
That's funny. Hey, and now we dance. That's exercise. You're not a bad dog.
What are you talking about?
You're a great dog.
When we come back, let's see here. Oh, goodness. This more bad news from the set of the movie Rust.
Oh, yeah, not good. Not
has
bad.
Nothing to do with the shooting. Has everything to do with a brown recluse spider.